three key EPs. Best described as genre mashing music. And it's with the same wild spirit that Saya Gray approaches her debut album. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, she delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. I have a feeling you will be seeing Saya Gray on many best of album lists at the end of the year. I think if you're a fan of acts like Biba Doobie or Gray Sives, Jessica Hoop, or Nilla Frianya, Lucius, Nora Jones, you're going to find something you love about Saya Gray. And then speaking of Lucius, that's how we started the set. Going back to their 2016 album, Good Grief, we heard the opening track, Madness, from Lucius. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour here on the program. I've got new music from Dara Dorian on the way, plus music coming up from Anoni, the Mamas and the Papas, Fun Fables. But up next, a voice that has not received enough girly so groovy radio love in some time. It is a singer-songwriter who brings kind of an alternative experimental mix to the music that she makes and that she writes. Aldous Harding up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I hope one day we'll get that way. have the wish to go back.
Take another hole in your head. Take until you die.
Ooh, we are getting tight on time, so let's get to this. Music right there from Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who's also known for her work with The Dirty Projectors. Her new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, has me excited. It is a playful buffet of percussion forward, no wave, and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer actually describes the new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot, and I just love that description. This time around, we heard the song Any Other World. Kicking the set off, singer-songwriter Aldous Harding from her 2017 album Party, we heard Imagining My Man. Right now, it is time for multidisciplinary artist Anoni here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. of a place far away. I followed the river where the dead man would play.
And I'm leaving in the morning. And I'm leaving in the morning. And I won't die, so don't cry. I'll be home. Those big black diamonds that lie there for me by those tall.
Thank you.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the woman who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. We are wrapping up this 2-hour mixtape with a band that knows how to deliver that 1960s California sound. It is the Mamas and the Papas, going back to 1966 to their self-titled sophomore album. We heard the song Words of Love. In the middle, it is something thoroughly more modern. To call Oakland, California ensemble Fawn Fables folk rock, it is an understatement. The band's folk rock is almost medieval in sound, singing about forest animals and ancient magic, combining folk and indie rock, cabaret, and avant-garde influences. I felt like they really kind of fit in that middle between Annoni and the Mamas and the Papas. Their newest album is called Counterclockwise. We heard the song Black Diamond. And speaking of Annoni, that's where we began. Avant-garde singer, songwriter, and musician Annoni. From her latest album, My Back is a Bridge for You to Cross, we heard the opening track, It Must Change, from Annoni. Well, friends, we are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. We broadcast every week on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM, and now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. However you choose to listen, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, Facebook simply Girly So Groovy. That's Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. And then, of course, you can catch up with the last 10 weeks worth of the program if you ever miss an episode or just want to listen again. Remember, you can find us at the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. All right, let's wrap up this episode. Common Holly is a Montreal indie folk pop singer-songwriter who just this summer released her latest album, Anything Glass. We're going to wrap up with the song Enough, and that's exactly what you are. Anything you see on social media or the internet, remember, you are enough. You're dynamic. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Common Holly.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
This is BirdNote. This week, we're asking you to support the show at birdnote.org so that we can keep providing daily stories about birds to your local station for free. Now, for many of us nature nerds, books and birds go hand in hand. That's why BirdNote brings you conversations with award-winning writers about how birds inspire their work. Like birder and field guide author Ken Kaufman.
Paying attention to the birds around you is going to make your life more three-dimensional and more exciting, and they can bring more beauty into your life.
And former U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon.
I pass the feeder and yell, "Grackle party." And then an hour later, I yell, "Morning dove after party." I call the feeder the party and the seed on the ground the after party.
BirdNote takes you behind the scenes of books like A Pocket Guide to Pigeon Watching with Rosemary Moscow.
I was not always a fan of pigeons. The fascination really exploded when I was living in Toronto.
It's a bit like we're all part of a bird lover's book club, and we need support from listeners like you to keep our literary journey going. Make a donation of any amount at our website, birdnote.org, where you can learn more about the authors you heard today and the birds they love. On behalf of everyone at BirdNote, thank you for your support. I'm Mark Bramhill.